Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for coming. And we're starting a little bit late, so we want to get going as quickly as we can. I'm Laura Mulvey. I'm part of the group that has organised under the direction of Michael... the SA Film Festival and, sorry, I didn't say Michael Temple, I should be more formal. Under the direction of Michael Temple, the SA Film Festival, and this is our 17th year, and we're really delighted to have Babette Mongault here with us as our kind of highlight director of this year. Now, yesterday I did quite a long introduction, and I'm going to cut it today, because I'm more or less assuming that everybody who's here not only knows who Babette Mongault is, but knows enough about her to know why you're all here. So I'm going to say a few words of introduction that really relate to this particular screening this afternoon and introduce the screening. I wanted to start, as we're looking at films, what Babette calls her three landscape films, that are very much to do with light and colour and landscape. I wanted to start with something I found that she said in an interview. She said, "Two women taught me to see. My grandmother, who is a peasant woman, taught me to observe the sky and read the weather in the changing light, shade, and the movement of the clouds. My mother taught me to look at paintings." Whereas yesterday I emphasized particularly Babette's roots in the cinema, going to the movies, loving the cinema and learning from the cinema, today I want to just headline the fact that she was also from an early age learning from looking at paintings. And one painting episode that she comes back to a number of times is going with her mother to see a Monet exhibition in Paris, where she was particularly struck by his use of light, and also the cathedral at Reims. She's nodding, that's reassuring. And Westminster, the Westminster Bridge, yeah. Right. And his serial use of the paintings to evoke the changing and movement of light. So I also want to say that Babette is a traveler and an explorer. And that crucial personal fact lies behind the three films that we're seeing this afternoon. And she's going to talk more about that. So I just want to mention it as an introduction, that in 1975, 5 years after she first arrived in the United States, she took by herself, on her own, a greyhound and travelled the country. And that, I think, was when she first fell in love with the landscape of the West and its the changing light and the aesthetic qualities that we are going to be thinking about this afternoon. And that sense that she gives of travel is also one of chasing the light. And I wanted to say you get the sense that she's kind of chasing this fleeting light that's always disappearing while always trying to pack up the tripod, pack up the car, move before the light to capture the next light of the early dawn or whatever it might have been. And she says, "Changing light is an enormous event. I always feel I'm too late to catch it." And I want to just end with this quick quotation where she says, "I think that film is good at exploring not so much movement as movement, but as transformation and change, and also things that are not totally formulated, or rather in the process of being formulated and thought about." So welcome, Babette, and she's going to say a couple of words.
Thank you, Laura. I think it was so eloquent and so right and so well prepared too. So thank you. I'm very, very honored. I just want to say something. You're going to see two films back to back. One is 10 minutes. It's called There? Question mark. Where? Question mark. It's a film which was done in a month, very quickly. And it was done specifically because I had in mind to do a longer film. And I wanted to try out how three voices, which are never visualized, will look with footage of land, the land, or landscape. So it was actually to test what you are going to see at work in the first film, but also in the second film, which is 80 minutes long or 78 minutes long, which is called The Sky on Location. And for the one of you who don't know, on location means you shoot on location. John Ford went to Monument Valley to shoot most of his Western after Stagecoach. And actually, the first time I saw the West is in John Ford movie, and as soon as I saw that, I said, I have to go there, okay? And I did indeed 25 years later, literally. So the idea of the film came from that Greyhound bus tour, which was 6 weeks, but the desire to actually investigate something which does not exist in Europe was the real motivation. So enjoy the screening.
Where was made in 79.